Well, hello, Sunday evening. How's it going today for all of you? Today, it seems like I have been barraged with relationship questions. Not that I'm an expert on relationships, but I have some knowledge. And so it seems that there's this group of people that, you know, they just can't get along with anybody. Their spouses, their friends, their boss, no one. And then there's the other group of people that just gets along with everybody. So what's the difference? Why the grouchiness and why just, you know, go with the flow? There's also partners, whether in marriage or domestic partnerships. There's the partners that get along great. They never seem to fight. And they just get along. And then there's the other relationships that they don't get along at all. They might get along for a day or two or maybe 2 to 3 weeks. And then all hell breaks loose. Now, what I don't understand is this. In the relationships that all hell breaks loose after a couple of weeks or even 2 months or whatever, all of a sudden they're at each other. I mean, they're yelling and they're screaming and they're putting each other down. Now, this is supposedly the person who you love from the depths of your soul. And yet, you have no problem. Some people have no problems yelling and screaming and calling the profanities and maybe take a swing or two. And then, after everything's said and done, everything calms down, they both apologize to each other, and it's not going to happen again. It could happen again in a week. It could happen again in 3 months. But the question becomes, why do it in the first place? Because this is your soulmate. You love this person. And yet you will treat them like crap. You will speak to them like they're the lowest thing on the universe. Where does that come from? Well, part of it is you're an adrenaline junkie. That's why you can go for so long, just like alcoholics. They can always determine when they're going to take that first drink. But once they take that first drink, then they cannot determine when they're going to stop. And, you know, unless they go to sleep or pass out or whatever. But it's very, very hard for an alcoholic to take the first drink and then determine when they're going to stop drinking. So, but they're an alcoholic. And the same with people who fight with each other and demean people, they're becoming an adrenaline junkie or they already are. And so when you get hyped up and the adrenaline keeps pumping, adrenaline's there to protect you. It's there to say, we're in trouble. Here's some adrenaline, take it. It's going to make everything okay for a while. And so you actually get your high, just as in drug use or alcohol use, you get the high. And sometimes both partners are the adrenaline junkies. And they haven't had a fix for a while. So the way to get a fix is to start going at each other. And the only way you can go at each other, you just heard a cow in the background. I'm in a line at a Fort Ferry, Seattle ferry system, and we're parked along a rural area in my car, and a cow just bellowed. Sorry for the coughing. I got a tickle in my throat. Hold on. So, what may be going on is both partners are adrenaline junkies. and for them both to get a fix, they have to start yelling and screaming. They have to get a rage going. And the only way to get a rage going is to start a fight. And then you get the rage going and you scream and yell at somebody and they scream and yell it back at you, and both of you could excuse me. And both of you could say, God, I feel so much better. I got that off my chest. Well, yeah, you feel better because you got a fix. You're in a habit. The habit is the adrenaline rush. Because why on earth would you ever, what other reason would you have to yell and scream and put down and demean the person that you loved to bits? Why else would you do that? Well, there's another answer. It's called control freak. Controlling somebody else keeps, if as long as you can control somebody else or keep the pressure on them, you never have to look at yourself. Ever. But I love you, I love you, I love you unconditionally. Wrong? No, you don't. Because here's the deal. With unconditional love, even if you set the smallest of conditions, you would end unconditional love. So you cannot love somebody unconditionally and then try to control their lives. It's just like an oxymoron. But this is what people do. Control junkies and alcoholics and drug abusers are big control freaks. Because as long as they can keep the pressure on the other partner, nobody gets to take a look at them and their drinking and their drug abuse. So that's why they go around demeaning the other half. And the other half is going, God, what have I done? You know, maybe I'm not a good spouse. Maybe I'm not a good partner. You know, they're always complaining. Maybe there's something that I can do. And so the partner who's not the druggie or the alcoholic is always going around scratching their head going, God, what more can I do? What more can I do? Well, okay, I haven't tried this, so maybe I should try this. And that will make them happy. I'm here to tell you, nothing's going to make them happy. Zero. Because if they ever would be happy more than 2 or 3 months, they would have to start looking at themselves. And that doesn't work. So chemical abuse and alcoholism just really don't work in relationships. And it's been proved over and over and over again. I mean, it just doesn't work. And so both of you, two people, have entered into a relationship. They're both drinking or they're both doing chemical drugs. And then they wonder why nothing is working. Number one, alcohol is a depressant. Why don't you just start popping depressant pills? And when you're depressed, you take it out on, quote unquote, the people you love the most. Well, I don't think that's love. I think those are like control issues. Those are not wanting to take a look at me. So we have all these issues with, you know, one person trying to control another, alcohol and drug use. And then people wonder why nothing's working. Why do you have to fight? Why do you guys fight all the time? Hello? This does not take rocket scientists to figure this one out. So let's pop over to the couples that get along famously and that you envy their relationship. They go, God, we're going to have a relationship like that. I will guarantee you the relationships that you look up to and respect the most do not have drug abuse, do not have alcohol abuse, definitely does not have control issues with either half. So now does that mean if they don't have, if you look and respect at their relationship and they don't have alcohol abuse, drug addictions, or control freak issues, do you think you have to take those three things out to maybe start working on a relationship? I would think so. I would think that you would have to eliminate those three things first before anything can even start to get better. There's nothing to work on with those three things in the game. There's just nothing. So if you think there's one, we have, okay, let's go down the line. Do you think alcohol doesn't cause problems with either one or both spouses drinking? Do you think, so like alcohol is not, we've got to take that out of the game. Then drug addiction, because what you're doing is when somebody's under the influence or under chemical abuse, drug addiction, you're not talking to that person anymore. You are talking to the chemicals and you are talking to the alcohol. Why, oh, why would anyone want to stay with that?
What is he doing?
Oh.
Okay.
So, why would anybody want to live with someone who has a drug addiction, alcohol addiction, or control freak issues? Finances, I think would be, or kids. So, they try to fix the relationship by yelling and screaming at each other. And that's not going to happen. Yelling and screaming only makes it worse, don't you think? Where on earth does anyone think that yelling and screaming at somebody else or to each other cures anything? It just makes it worse, doesn't it? So where do you go from here? What needs to happen? Well, first, we may have to realize that our life was given to us. My life was given to me. It's my life. No one else's. I get to live my life my way. It's mine. But that goes for my spouse also. God gave them their life to them to do what they chose to do with their free will. So now comes down, well, if we only have, life was given to us, how do we meld these two entities where we're not killing each other? Well, relationships that you look up to the most, that you respect the most, and would love to have a relationship like that, since you respect their relationship, you have to bring respect into your relationship. You have to start with respect of each other, respect of who they are. You have to respect that they're going through life just like every other schmuck is going through life. They're just trying to figure it out like everybody else. But when the fighting comes, is we have stopped respecting their life to live it their way. Most people want, I respect them, they just should do it the other way. So what you're saying is, I respect you, partner, but you know what? You need to live your life my way. Isn't that true with a lot of relationships? Both sides do it to each other. One spouse will look at the other spouse and say, I love you, but you know what? You shouldn't live your life this way. You need to change it. And you need to live your life my way. And both sides do it to each other. Both sides say, I love you, but you need to live your life this way. And the other side says, I love you, but you need to live your life this way. And here goes the battle, and here goes the lack of respect. So until we start respecting each other's lives for the God-given independence that was given to each other, God did not make me to go control another human being. I'm having a hard enough time controlling my own life, let alone somebody else's. And if you have this control issue, why don't you just go find somebody on the street corner and control them? Leave your spouse alone. It's crazy. Until we start respecting each other, that's where it starts. That's where our relationships, to even begin to heal, we have to respect each other. One second, we're in a quagmire here. Even to start, you have to look at your spouse and go, you know what? God gave your life to you. I respect that. I respect that you're like, you know, muddling through this life just like I am. We're both trying to figure it out. But you have to allow the other person to figure it out their way. Has nothing to do with you. And that's where people who have learned to have successful relationships, they started and also continue with respecting the other person. Love has nothing to do with it. You can love a person to death and, you know, your heart pounds and every time you see him and the butterflies in the stomach goes, that may be love, but it has nothing to do with respect. Or vice versa. It is the respectful part. I respect you as a human being. I also love you very much. And I'm going to learn how to unconditionally love you. And unconditional means that. When you want to start dictating somebody else's life to them, you've stopped loving them unconditionally. This is really hard because sometimes people live their lives and need to search their lives. Their way, and it doesn't agree with one spouse, and it hurts them. It hurts them a lot what their other spouse is doing. But that, I mean, you're just going to have to go with the pain. Because it's not your life, it's theirs. It's their life, not yours. And vice versa. Their life is theirs, not yours. And so people who have successful relationships, I guarantee you, respect each other, number one. And they love themselves, each other, so greatly that they allow the other person their life, their way. I just spoke to somebody recently, and I said, well, he shouldn't be doing this, he shouldn't be doing that, he's doing this and he's doing that. I was going, hey, you know what? You have two choices here. You can stay and put up with it and figure out how it's not going to bother you anymore, or you can leave. Those are your two choices. Do you keep kids. I mean, think about this. I mean, people are always yelling and screaming, yelling profanities at each other, and children are witnessing this. And to quote Dr. Phil, you're changing who they are. Have you ever seen the terror on children when they get yelled at? Or when their parents are yelling at each other? Have you ever seen the terror? Could you just stop for a second, you adults, and look at the children's faces? It's, I mean, I used to do that. I used to be a screamer and a yeller. And my ex and I used to fight in front of kids. I cringe every time I think about that. I do. And my apologies to my daughters, because I wish I knew then what I know now. Because kids don't deserve it. When you think about it, I mean, we got kids out there. They've only been on the earth 36 months, or they've only been on the earth 72 months. They've only been here for 9 years, and they're getting yelled and screamed at, and they're only trying to figure things out. In 72 months, adults think that kids should have already had it all figured out. Hello? Most parents don't have it figured out when they're 25, 35, 40, 45. They don't have it figured out. How can we expect children to have it figured out? It's an abomination. It really is. We have relationships between adults and children. And we have relationships between adults, adults to adults. And we can't figure those out. And the main, in my view, the main reason is lack of respect for another human being. We're not even going into love yet. We're just trying to get us each other to respect each other. When you go to work, I mean, some people are a pain in the butt. But you have to respect their humanness. You have to respect that they are another human being just trying to muddle through life just like you. That's all they're trying to do. So until we start respecting each other, that you are another human being, I mean, Yeshua ben Joseph said, he who was without sin, cast the first stone. I want to know who can cast the first stone. There's not many that can. I don't know who could. Maybe Yeshua could, but, you know, what he did, he went into the temple and turned over the tables. That's not a very nice thing. So we've got to stop. Number one, we just got to stop looking for a fight. Because all you're doing is you're looking for a fix. You're looking for an adrenaline rush. That's what you're looking for. And so why does somebody else have to suffer because you are looking for an adrenaline rush? You are looking to start a fight. Why take it out on somebody else? Why don't you just, whoever you're angry, take your anger out on you? It doesn't matter how they load the dishwasher. It doesn't matter how they dry the dishes or make the bed or do the laundry. God, does it really matter? I'm just a little bit, you know, pick your battles if you have to fight, which you really don't have to. Because when you pick something to fight about, you're really looking to, again, get your adrenaline going, number one. But we fight over ideas. We fight over something that we can't see, that we can't touch, that we can't look at. We're fighting about nothing. We fight about ideas. That's what we fight about. Why? You can walk away. Both of you can walk away till you calm down. But I love them. I love them. No, you don't. You just want them to live your life your way. You want them to live their life your way. That's not love. That's control issues. It is just about impossible to do this tonight. I thought I could do it from my car. There's so much noise around here. So here's the deal. Once we start respecting each other, be it your spouse, your little kids, your guy at work, of course they're a pain in the butt. You know why? Because he doesn't run his life the way you run yours. That's why somebody's a pain in the butt. Because you would live their life differently. You would run their life differently. That's why somebody's a pain in the butt to you. Because they don't do and they don't live their life your way. Think about that. How many people do you want to control? How many people have to live their life your way? 10, 5, 2, 20, 30? I mean, how many people have to come seek permission? Hey, I'm thinking about doing something my way, but since you want me to live your life my way, your way, I guess I should check in with you first to see if it's okay if I live my life my way. I'm not talking about work. I mean, sometimes you have to paint just right, or you have to engineer just right, or you have to load a ferry just right. I'm talking about our personalities that we attack each other. We call each other doofus or stupid. Name calling, number one, is just bad. If they're not endangering themselves or others, leave them alone. If we get that God gave us life individually, if we just get that part, and that God loved us unconditionally and gave us our life unconditionally, we won't even go into the religions here. I mean, those are the biggest control freaks ever. But if we just say to another person, hey, I know God gave you your life. I may not think you're running your life the best way you should, but hey, it's your life. You figure it out from here. So, you know what? Yeah. This isn't working. What I'm going to have the radio station do is play some music for the rest of my time, because I've just got too much noise and too many interruptions. I apologize for that. but love me unconditionally. Because I cut my show short. I thought I was going to be back in time. But anyway, to get to unconditional love, number one, you have to love yourself enough. Because here's the bottom line. If you loved yourself enough, you wouldn't care how other people ran their lives. It's insecure people that want to run other people's lives. If you were secure, you wouldn't care how other people ran their lives. And successful relationships. If you ask them, they go, I don't care what she's doing. She's off doing something. She's off going here or going there. I don't care. I respect her life. And they both say it of each other. But yet, when they come together, there's no war. Why? Because they respected their lives. So anyway, I'm going to be out of here. It's just not working. I just got too much going on around me. But I'll see you next week. Until then, have a great week. You know, treat everybody you run into with respect. Because they're just trying to get to this life just as you are. Give them big smiles and a hug if you can. And if everybody did that, we wouldn't have this fighting. God, I don't get it anymore. I'm being told to wrap it up. I'll talk to you later. See you next Sunday. Bye-bye.